Welcome back to the Nine Innings Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Kevin Thompson, founder and CEO of Nine Eye Capital Group. Thank you guys for joining us. As I always say, subscribe to the channel. As always say, go and get my book, MLB to CFP, live on Apple and Amazon. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at info@9eyecapitalgroup.com. Send us your questions. Go to the website at www.9eyecapitalgroup.com. Schedule your appointment. As you know, we're here to do what? Educate, empower, and engage, and also entertain. Today, we're talking... It's seasonal, baby. We're talking taxes. We're talking the hidden MVPs of tax savings. Above the line deductions. Now, again, I get it. Taxes can be boring, but this episode ain't gonna be that. Let's get it. Hey everyone, welcome to the Nine Innings Podcast. So here today we're to break down markets, myths, and things you can do with your money one thing at a time, one inning at a time. And today we're stepping into the world, we're stepping up to the plate of tax talk and talking about those underrated MVPs of tax savings, that above the line deduction. I know, guys, I get it. Taxes can be drab. You're saying, Kevin, I would rather go outside and watch my grass grow. Well, I actually enjoy watching my grass grow because I take full responsibility in having a wonderful, wonderful lawn. But that's beside the point. Here's what I want to say. Today's going to be worth your time because understanding above the line deductions is like the hidden money in your couch cushions. This cash that we're finding is legal, IRS approved, and designed to lower your taxable income. So as we go through this, I want you to grab a notepad, really focus, grab some coffee, continue pretending to work, and let's dive right in. So let's start with what an above-the-line deduction actually is. Taxes are all about math. Not this type of math, like just plug into a calculator, but the kind of math that can help you lower your taxable income. Above-the-line deductions are special because they do just that. They lower your adjusted gross income. And why does that matter? So think about it from a baseball perspective. If you're a baseball person, you want to have a low ERA. Back in the days when I was playing, you wanted to have a low ERA, right, as a pitcher. So your AGI is like having a low ERA in the tax game. The lower your AGI, the more deductions and credits you will qualify for down the road. That means more money in your hands and less money in your uncle's. Of course, we're talking about Uncle Sam. Think of AGI as a qualifying round for tax perks. The lower it is, the more chances you have to score big and to get additional savings. So let's talk about some of the hidden codes or hidden tricks or the tax code's hidden discounts. So this is where the real action actually happens. The actual deductions. The IRS isn't all bad. No matter what LinkedIn people say, no matter what Twitter guys say, oh, the government and the IRS and blah, 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 while they still drive on our roads and take all the good from the IRS and they don't want any of the bad. I don't want to go down that road, but they do give you some ways to legally lower your income before taxes are calculated. Here's some of the most common above-the-line deductions that you should know. First is the educator expense. If you're a teacher and you ever spent money on your classroom, and let's just be real, you all have, you can deduct up to $300 per year. That's at least a Starbucks tip for a year, right? But you get to deduct some of that money that you spent in your classroom. Retirement contributions like IRAs, SEPs, and all simples and all the other stuff. If you contribute to a traditional SEP or a qualified plan, you might be able to deduct that amount from your taxable income. This is a double win because you get the savings on the front end and to lower your tax bill today. Student loan interest is another one. Still paying off those student loans? A lot of you are. You get to deduct up to $2,500 in interest payments. I know it's not a ton, but every little bit counts. Now, the question you have to ask yourself currently is, will the current administration change the rules? I don't know. So I will give you more context on that in the future as things progress, but there's a likelihood that things could change moving forward. HSA contributions. If you have a health savings account, a high deductible health plan, you can deduct contributions going in. You get tax deferred growth on the asset, and you're possibly qualified for tax free withdrawals for qualifying medical expenses. And by the way, you need to have a high deductible insurance plan to qualify, or HSA eligible plan to qualify. Triple tax exempt monster, my friends. I love it. I love it. I love it. Now let's talk about some self-employed power plays. Don't give me a 15-yard penalty before the guns. So if you're a business owner or have a side hustle, if you're self-employed, you get some extra at-bats or extra benefits, and it comes with tax deductions. For example, the self-employment tax deduction. Now we've all felt this as business owners. God, 15.3%. I got to pay all of that. And again, if you're in that boat, you have to give us a call because there's ways we can mitigate that. But that's another question. So the self-employment tax deduction, as a business owner, you pay both the employer and employee side of Social Security and Medicare, which is painful. Let's be honest. But the good news, you can deduct half of your self-employment tax. Two, health insurance premiums. If you're self-employed, you pay your own health insurance, you can deduct 100% of those premiums. If you're paying for a family plan, this could be significant savings. We've all seen our premiums increase. My premiums just went up 15% year over year. If you own a business, it's the most powerful thing you can do by running that through your business and reducing your taxable income. Business expenses. Certain unreimbursed work expenses still qualify, like military reserve traveling 100 miles for duty, some performing artists, and government officials who work on a fee basis. Now, a lot of people, moving, divorce, and other wild cards. Here are a few wild card deductions that you might not be aware of. Moving expenses for military only. If you're active duty, service member, and have to relocate, those moving costs are still deductible. Unfortunately for civilians, moving expenses have been off the table since the TCJA of 2017. Alimony payments, and these are only the old agreements. The real people that wanted to get divorced back in 2018, pre-2019. But if you're paying alimony for pre-2019 divorce, those payments are still deductible. But if you finalize your divorce after 2018, sorry, you should have stayed with that person because you're out of luck. But there are some ways, there are some things you can possibly do. So just, of course, you can give us a call. This is not what that's about today. So look, taxes aren't fun, but you know what is? Saving money. Keeping more of your hard-earned money in your pocket. Above-the-line deductions are like the first inning of tax savings. They set the stage. When I was a leadoff hitter, I set the stage for my team. But then I batted ninth in the big league, so it all evened out. But they set the stage for everything else, lowering your AGI, unlocking other deductions, and making sure you pay the IRS less than you have to legally. So here's some action steps. Look at your Form 1040, Schedule 1. This is where your deductions live. If you qualify for these, make sure you're claiming them. Work with a tax pro, an enrolled agent, a certified public accountant, people that have been in the industry and have credentials in the industry to help you make decisions that are in your best interest to maximize your tax strategy. So today, what we talked about are the above-the-line deductions. These are the table starters. These get you going in the game. These guys get on first base and steal second and score that run in that first inning. I want you guys to understand that this is a powerful, powerful deduction. It's not like the itemized deduction that's going to be in a later episode. This is 100% off of your income. So guys, that's a wrap for the 980s podcast. If this episode saved you some money or at least made you think a little less painfully about taxes, make sure you like, you share, and you subscribe. Thank you guys for joining the 980s podcast. Subscribe to the channel. Don't forget my book, MLB to CFP, live on Apple and Amazon. You have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at info@99capitalgroup.com. Send us your question. Go to the website at www.99capitalgroup.com. Schedule your appointment. Follow us on all social media threads at MLB2CFP. As you know, we're here to do what? Educate, empower, and engage, and also entertain. Today, again, above the line deductions. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about those, feel free to give us a call. Stay humble, stay safe, my friends. I'll see you again soon.